Reminder candles this afternoon, 5:01 p.m., which makes Mincha Yirin throughout the system, 5:10. The 5:10 around the system, something to pay attention to. It's Shabbos Mevarch and Misha Nechnas Adar, Marvin Besimcha. Hopefully, it'll be a time of Yeshuos and Nechamos, and of course, we'll be able to achieve even greater things than we have achieved up to this point. Learning in the Shul is graciously sponsored this week by the Javits in appreciation of the community, and Mishnayos are studied as they are every single day. The Ilui Nishmas Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We're learning Masechta Ohalos. We're in the 14th Perek, Mishnah Zion, and we'll start the 15th, and we'll go to the first Mishnah there as well. What happens if you have these two ledges, one on top of the other, but their width is not a tefach wide? So, Bein Sheyesh Beinayim Poseach Tefach, Bein Sheyim Beinayim Poseach Tefach, it doesn't matter how much space you have underneath them or between them, because they don't have a minimum size to serve as any sort of cover or lid to prevent the tumah from spreading. So tumah tachteim beinayim al gabeim tumah bokasvi yola tumah bokasvi yeredes. The ledges don't count. Allegedly, it would be assumed that it would not be able to separate tumah from going up or down. The same thing is true if you have two curtains that are a poseach tefach above the ground, right? And they're a tefach apart from one another. We treat them with the same rules that we've been discussing for the last couple of days, called the rules of Zizin. So now, as we open the 15th parak, the Mishnah turns to something that we've seen before. But because we're going to add one small component, we repeat most of the Mishnah. So ghost of a, let's say you have a thick garment that's rolled up, right? Or the kovei savo, you have a thick beam. So in these situations, they can't carry tuma forward unless they're a poseach tefach off the ground. Kfulin zua gabizu, if you have two garments that are folded, one on top of the other, so we said, that also would not be able to carry the tuma unless it's a tefach, a poseach tefach off the ground. Why did we point all this out? For the following point. If you have wooden tablets, not two tablets that you take and call in the morning, that would mean what? That would prove everything was connected, right? But here we're talking about just plain two wooden tablets, one above the other, right? Here they're one on top of the other, unless the upper one is posech tefach off the ground, so they would not be able to carry the tuma in the area. However, v'mhayu shalshayis, if those tablets were not made out of wood, but rather out of stone, so tumah bokasvi ola, tumah bokasvi yoredes. So in such a situation, even if the top one is a poseach tefach, it's not going to be considered an ohel. Why? Because the smaller one makes this, the lower one, the lower piece of marble on is considered ground. Right? It's considered, it's stone, so it's considered the part of the ground. So the tumah keeps moving up and down. There's no poseach tefach in that situation. Okay, we'll stop here. Bezras Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a terrific day and a wonderful Shabbos.